Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, and we're here at East Jackson High School. Tuesday night hoops, high school hoops here, and we're actually just closing out the junior varsity game here in front of us. 49-27, Comets in front. Last 12 seconds on the court here for the East Jackson JV, and they go backcourt violation, so the Comets will get it one more time with a 22-point advantage. Brian, it's always fun to get back to our first Cascades Conference game when we've, you know, spent our formative years on a Cascades Conference hoops team over at Michigan Center, and of course, frequent visits to the gymnasium here at East Jackson High School. So it has an air of familiarity, although many upgrades since the time we used to come here. It looks like a whole new place.
Yeah, upgrades except for in their administration. I'm not sure Joel Cook is an upgrade with anything, but I'm just kidding, Joel.
He made it easy for us to get a table and chairs, I guess.
Yeah, he took care of us. I can't believe I just said that. Joel's a great guy.
Okay. I believe you. Well, yeah, I will say this, and I think we've experienced this over the course of our broadcast career, that when you come here and play East Jackson, they're a little tougher at home. There's going to be, you know, we say that about everyone, a little home court advantage, but I think they defend this home territory in a better way. I mean, we've had some surprise games from East Jackson in this gymnasium, making it a little closer than it feels like it should be, and they're going to need that kind of an effort tonight against the Hanover Horton team, it feels like.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct, Steven. I think it's, you know, not even just in East Jackson, but Cascades Conference games, when you go on the road and you get a win, you're always happy. And, you know, Coach Birch actually just mentioned that to me pregame, that, hey, it's a Cascades Conference game on the road. And he even said, it's almost like you talked to him, because he said what you said. He said, you come to East Jackson, you know, you're always in for like a rock fight.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
And they have, over the years, we've had some, they might have thrown a rock or two in this gym when we were here before. But yeah, this is a Trojans team that's coming out 1-3 overall in the year early, 0-2 in the league so far. But as you kind of surmised from our from head coach Daniel Poole, that East Jackson hasn't exactly had everything go their way in the early going, starting with missing their outstanding forward player, Amar Hunter, who I think we caught him here as a freshman, and were immediately pretty impressed with his ability to shoot and his rebounding ability. So they're without the guy who may be their best player for perhaps the year. So already starting from a deficit, and it goes, you know, it gets worse from there sometimes. But I think maybe they're figuring themselves out and looked around into form by the end of the year.
Yeah, and when you say Hunter may be their best player, I think he's a no-doubter, and he might be one of the best players in this conference as he's playing. So you take away, I mean, we're talking about a 25-10 kind of guy on any given night. So, and you mentioned another, Connor Stevens, senior, has been out with a finger injury, and this is his first game back. So you're taking away, you know, two guys off of a Cascades team. That's a big, you know, that's a big thing to overcome.
So they finished last year at 10-13, were 7-8 in the league, so right there in that fat middle part of the Cascades. Of course, the expanded league this year, so that middle part might seem different, but that's maybe the kind of team that they got to work their way up to this year. They come in lost on the road at Dundee, 52-26, kind of handily. They did get a win against Whitmore Lake here, 65-45, and then a close loss on the road at Homer, 46-43, and then lost on the road at Grass Lake, 57-40. So that's kind of where their win-loss totals have been, and they lost last year in the district opener at Michigan Center, but in a 39-36 close game. So they're capable of having those kind of games where they just kind of they roughhouse a little bit, they stick around, and make it close at the end.
Yeah, Coach Poole saying that, you know, when you lose a player like Hunter that you were expecting to be there, you know, and we know this, and everybody listening probably knows this, but it just takes a little time to get used to your new personnel, too.
Right.
Like, who's going to fit certain roles? And in basketball, you know, that's probably more important than just about any other sport, is knowing your role. And so just takes a little time.
Takes the time for somebody else to get comfortable in that new role, maybe as being the go-to guy. And I'm sure even for the players who got used to practicing with or familiar with Amar Hunter over the last few years, you're sad to not have that safety blanket of going, well, Amar's got it, something good's going to happen, because that's the kind of player that he was for them for the last couple years. Meanwhile, Hanover Horton 2-2 on the year so far, unbeaten in their Cascades Conference so far, and they come out and got their wins in their last two games. One against Grass Lake, 63-57, and they beat Homer 55-32. And I saw that kind of common opponent where, you know, Homer kind of got dominated a little bit by Hanover Horton, but they had a closer tilt in a win against East Jackson. So you transitive property there, you pay attention to it a little bit. But you say, you know, East Jackson's aware of those things too, and they're going to have to come out and play a different game tonight. They did have losses against Onsted, 60-33, but who hasn't been losing to them so far this year? And then a game against Adrian Lenaway Christian that was in overtime, but 73-58. That's a dominating overtime performance if you're Adrian Lenaway Christian to come out and beat a team by 15 when you were tied at the end of regulation.
Yeah, this Hanover team, you know, another team that's kind of got some new names and new faces from what we're used to seeing in the Hanover. And so Coach Birch, I'm sure early in the season, you know, they're finding their spot. And Luke Soper is going to be a name that our listeners is going to hear a lot tonight, I think, who definitely can put the ball in the basket. And John Walbaum, Coach Birch, saying that he's kind of been a little bit of a surprise player to him this year. Like, he knew he had it, but he's been working really hard and turning into a player that Coach Birch is going to depend on as well.
Kind of reaching that, coming in touch with that possibilities of how good he could be, and that's always a good time for the player. And the coach is just an added bonus for him to say, all right, this player is reaching his potential. Now the team can kind of, they can harvest that and turn it into some wins. Hanover Horton 12-11 last year, 9-6 in the conference. They lost to Jonesville in their district final, 54-36, how they ended out last year. And an unfamiliar territory for Hanover Horton after a long stretch of district championships, the conference championships, to be kind of in the middle of the pack last season. I don't think they end up there this year. I think they do kind of get back into that upper half of the league and start vying for a conference championship, off to a good start already at 2-0.
Am I mistaken, or did Hanover for a few years have a pretty good coach out there?
Yeah.
Chad something or another.
I heard his name before.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Mortimer or something like that. Yeah, some guy that seemed to have some success. And, yeah, now, you know, it's kind of neat about, like, high school basketball that we love is now it's, you know, Coach Birch's turn to make his name and stuff. And, you know, Chad Mortimer, who is a legend
right
in the area and even in the state of Michigan, and now Birch gets to kind of make his mark too. So
sure. And a difficult job to replace a legend. You know, takes a certain type of character to be able to step into that role, you know. And we wish Coach Birch the best in getting it done, because it's things are better around the area when Hanover Horton basketball is very good, and we had a long stretch of that, and we hope to keep it up. And of course they travel very well. And you see a lot of red and white here in the East Jackson Trojan Gymnasium tonight.
I kind of liken it to, what if you quit your job? Like, I mean, like, who would follow you ever?
They just stopped doing it. They stopped having games on the radios. Let's take a three-minute commercial break here on the pregame. We'll look at the starting lineups when we come back and get things closer to tip-off. East Jackson Trojans and the Hanover Horton Comets Rugged Cascades Conference Hoops action tonight on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather with a Briggs & Stratton standby generator. Permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate, or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
For the month of December, enjoy pizza slices for just $1.99 each.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136. Apply for open positions online at lomar.com.
Here's a few reasons for you to choose the dental experience for all your general dentistry needs. It doesn't feel like a dental office when you walk in. It feels like home. The staff is top-notch as well as the facility. Dr. Belbisi is great in every aspect. He's great with kids, and for patients that require a little extra care, he is also great with them. They also offer same-day crowns as well as implants. The hygiene team at the Dental Experience is the best in the area to come get your cleanings and yearly checkups. The Dental Experience is the most patient-friendly office I have came across.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
High school, the professor in the building, and he's got the details on the starting lineups. Let's hear it, Brian.
I do have the details, Steve, and here they are for the Hanover Horton visiting Comets. There are three juniors in the starting lineup, and that includes Jeremiah Linneberry, John Walbum, and Luke Soper. And their two seniors going tonight, Logan Blackledge and Caden Henry.
We've seen Soper really since he was a freshman, and he's just gotten a little bit better every year. And so now as a junior still, you know, he's still got some time to grow, but I expect he's going to kind of step into a real leadership role on this team. If he hadn't already had it, he's definitely going to have it this year.
Yeah, and he's the first guy named on the scouting report. You know, you're deciding what you're going to do to defend him. He can shoot it. He can take it inside. He's a very good player.
How about for the Trojans?
For the Trojans, on the other hand, starting four seniors and one junior, with the lone junior being D'Angelo Alexander. And then the seniors we're looking at are Connor Stevens, who's back from injury today, Jermaine Overton, Caleb Weaver, and Michael Allen.
Yeah, and you said Stevens, this is his first game back from extended absence with a finger injury, and particularly in basketball, those finger injuries can be sort of normal or just devastating. You know, if you have a jammed finger or, you've tweaked something, that's not uncommon. Your hands are very involved in the game, but to have a finger that you can't move at all on your shooting hand, well, that takes you right out of it. So
yeah.
It's odd how that little tweak from just a kind of run-of-the-mill jammed finger to a something torn ligament or broken fingernail or something that makes it painful to play the game makes a big difference. So he's probably very happy to be healthy enough to get on the court.
Yeah, and Coach Poole talking about, the shooting woes. That's not what you need is a finger on your shooting hand to be injured.
Yeah, and so that's kind of, as you said, in the scouting report, they have not shot the basketball well, only 17% from beyond the arc. And in today's game, that's a bad stat because, you know, even on a bad shooting team, they're probably firing up triples regularly.
Yeah, unless you have a 6'10 guy that we're not talking about, and they don't.
They don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not really much size to talk about for the Trojans, but they do have a decent number, though, a little bit of depth on the bench. But Hanover Horton does have some good size. Soper's got good length, and Caden Henry, another senior, going to be probably the biggest guy on the floor tonight, kind of trying to assert his dominance down there on the boards. And we know that a Hanover Horton team is going to be fundamentally sound, and they will crash the boards and share the basketball and play good defense, all the hallmarks of a good Chad Mortimer team, and those that's got to carry on with Coach Birch, and we've seen it be that way, too. And the Hanover Horton fans, the rabid Hanover Horton fans, would accept nothing less, honestly. It's a high basketball IQ within the community.
Yeah, well, when we talk, I've had people all the time ask, like, you know, how is Hanover always consistently good? When that's your little community town and basketball's the thing to do, you know, kids see that growing up and they're like, hey, I want to be Brock Spink or, you know, whoever the next Hanover star is. And, yeah, that's one thing we don't have is any Spinks or Brockies on this team, which feels like that's been 20 years since that's been there.
I feel that, too. Well, hey, we'll let the kids who are on the roster make something happen here coming up. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here. And when we get back, we'll tip it up. The Trojans and the Comets. It's EJ hosting Hanover Horton on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your project. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. Let's get right to business. I'm not going to promise you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your trade-in, but what I will promise you is that you will get a fair amount for your trade-in, and the vehicle that you purchase will be a very good, reliable form of transportation at a fair price. We have over 30 vehicles priced $5,000 and under. Check us out at Avenue Auto. Over 25 years in business means we're here to stay. Financing for everyone. Your job is your credit. Come see our professional sales team, Justin Sadak, Jamie Holdling, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan at Avenue Auto, or call us at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes as get the starting lineups introduced out on the floor. 8 minutes on the clock, and we're just moments away from tipping this game up. Brought to you by the Dental Experience, Superior Industrial Sales and Service, Bailey Excavating, among others tonight. And, of course, Ghost Energy Drink, the official energy drink of our broadcast. And I went with a citrus flavor tonight. And I, you know, sometimes I like to drink it during the game, but usually I like to have it done before game time so that I can I can mine that energy that I've gotten from the zero sugar, no artificial colors Ghost energy drink.
I also like the fact that I won the office pool today, but I had you at Citrus tonight.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So, yep.
It is my
it's
favorite.
It's always something that we talk about around the water cooler. What will Boyle be drinking tonight? What flavor?
Well, there you go.
It was a carryover after last Bubblicious time where no one had that.
Nobody had that. Yeah. It depends on if they have it at the store before the game. All right. In the circle here for the Comets, it's Caden Henry, and for the Trojans, D'Angelo Alexander Jr. Comets seize the basketball, and we're underway. Logan Blackledge to bring it up the floor, right wing. There's Henry again. Henry looking down to the block for Stoper. Gets in that deep. Goes opposite side, reverse layup with the left hand, and scores it. And it's 2-0 Comets.
It was like Stoper thought it was an extra point for degree of difficulty.
Nice catch to get it down that low, though. Triangle almost there by the Trojans. Handoff goes to Jermaine Overton, takes it to the basket, has his shot blocked, but it'll stay Trojan basketball. 7:31 to play, 2-0 Comets, we're just underway. Inbound from the baseline, Overton gets it into the corner for Caleb Weaver. Dribbles out onto the floor, not making a move to the basket, double team comes, spin move, lost it. Recovered by Hanover Horton. Jeremiah Lineberry can get it into Soper's hands, left wing for Caden Henry. Doesn't even look at the basket. Coming around off the screen is John Wallbaum. Now he'll hand it off at the top. Soper will fire from there. And nothing but the bottom. Confident stroke and splash just right. And it's 5-0 Comets with Soper handling the scoring load so far under 7 minutes to play in the first.
Confident left-handed stroke.
So aesthetically pleasing as well. There's a pump fake and drive to the baseline. Pass back out. Open look for the Trojans. Nice little drive and dish there for Connor Stevens working inside out, and the shot hit down there by Michael Allen. 5-2 the score. Comets with the lead. Soper working a little two-man game with Blackledge. Now passes off to him and clears out right wing for Wallbaum. It's Henry on the cut, doesn't pass it. Coming up to the top again is Blackledge. Wallbaum left all alone, steps back and knocks down a triple. So the Comets shooting the lights out here early. To be 8-2.
Get a little injury timeout. Looks like D'Angelo Alexander might have caught a knee into the thigh, little Charlie horse or something.
Let's hope that's all. Trojan can't afford to fall behind too early here. Hot shooting to start for the Comets, but really two good open looks, and that one just looked like a switch that somebody didn't quite get the message on and left Wallbaum all alone, and he drills it. There's a drive and lost the basketball on the way to the rim. Turnover Caleb Weaver, and it'll be Comets ball again. Just looking to drive from the wing, got it past his defender and lost the basketball on the way up.
We were impressed with Weaver last year when we saw him as a driver of the basketball. Just lost the handle that time.
Left wing here, Henry. He's not even looking to shoot when he's out there, so the Trojans appropriately sagging off of him. They do clear it back out. Lineberry with a crossover move to the baseline, putting the pressure on the defense, and we'll get a blocking call against Jermaine Overton, and that'll be the first foul of the night. Still 8-2 Comets with the basketball from the sideline.
Stevie, talk about Hanover staples in that offense with Hanover, and for years there's always screens and curls and different options off those screens, but you got to be communicating.
Wallbaum left alone again. Another, just someone's not following him. This time he missed it. Offensive rebound in the second attempt for Soper is missed off the high glass. Wallbaum now comes in to get another offensive rebound. Passes it out into the corner for Henry, and he'll reset for the Comets. Right wing for Blackledge. A couple jab steps. Now he dribbles to the middle of the floor. Switching there. Allen's guarding him now. 5:20 to play, 8-2 Comets with the basketball. Blackledge looking to drive against Allen. Allen with a knockaway. Blackledge recovers, step back, left him open, and he fires off back rim. Soper again with the offensive board, missed. And now we'll get a push off by Henry, it looks like, away from the ball on the rebound attempt, and that'll get the ball back for East Jackson.
I'll tell you what, you do not want to give a Hanover Horton team that many second chances, and that time it was third and fourth chances.
Timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds from the broadcast. 8-2 Comets when we come back with 5:08 to play on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hi, I'm Lisa Huttinga, the branch manager at the Jackson Blue Ox Credit Union branch. Blue Ox Credit Union has been serving the Jackson community since 2018. We are honored to continue offering innovative products and services that benefit our membership and help move them towards financial success. Experience the credit union difference today and become a member of the Blue Ox Credit Union. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. You can become a member online at blueoxcu.org. or stop in at any of our branch locations to get started. We would love to have you.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, missed shot for the Trojans on that possession, and now the Comets get it back, and we get a three-pointer out of the corner from Soper, and it's 11-2 Hanover-Horton with 4:34 to play in the first quarter. Weaver had it at midcourt, now Allen on the right wing, crosses over into the lane, going all the way to the basket, tripped up in the lane, couldn't get the shot to go, but he will get free throws for his trouble, and I don't know. Get a whistle on that. It really just kind of looked like he lost his footing. I don't know if anybody tripped him.
Yeah, if anything, maybe he stepped on somebody's foot.
Uh-huh.
He made the mat pay at the end and that's covering the wall, though, because Overton's a big fella, and he crashed into that pretty good.
Oh, it's Overton. Are we giving his credit to someone else? Jermaine Overton from the free throw line hits. Breaks a little scoring slump here by the Trojans. 11-3, they trail with another free throw coming. And Overton gets them both to go. 4:23 to go, and it's 4-11. 7-point deficit here for East Jackson on the defense. Now Soper at the top, now right side for Wallbaum. High post for Blackwood. Good hands by Overton with the steal. He gets it out to Stevens, running up the left side, now to the middle for Overton. Crossover, gets into the paint. Stops, backs it back out to Stevens. Directs a little traffic, hands off to Weaver coming around screen. Weaver backs it back near midcourt, calling for a screen there. That's Allen with a screen, and Weaver will dribble it off his foot and out of bounds. He's mishandled it, under 4 minutes to play here in the first, and another Trojans turnover. That'll get Weaver some time over at the bench. Coach Poole.
Yeah, Weaver just, I'm not saying out of control, just has a hard time holding on to the ball so far tonight.
Yeah, just looks, it's still early in the season, but I don't know if you want to call it rust after four games, just coming out tonight with a rough start. That happens from time to time. Hanover Horton working the half court against a 1-3-1 zone, it looks like, from East Jackson. And into the game now for Hanover. Setting up Soper for a triple. Alex Weir. Soper pulls up the three and hits, and it's 14-4. His third triple already out of the gate here.
Yeah.
17 to play. Double-digit lead already for the Comets. Backing down and against a double team. Allen goes up on the baseline. Missed the shot, rebound, and the run out for the Comets. Good recovery by the Trojans into the corner. And Lineberry a fire for three and hit. Just coming out red hot, Hanover Horton 17-4 with 2:53 still to go here in the first.
Yeah, 15 of the 17 points coming via the three.
Overton from the top, backs it back out. Now drives, gets in deep, pumps, cross the lane. Shot up for Allen, and it's good. Sharing the basketball there. Cuts the lead to 11 with 2.5 to play in the first. Hanover Horton hot shooting out. Here to start, Wallbaum on the wing. Cutting, Lineberry gets in on the block. Double team comes. Tries to pass it out. Does get it away to Blackledge out beyond the arc again, this time from the right wing. And now he'll eyeball a three-pointer. Pulls it. Misses. Rebounded East Jackson. 2:11 on the first quarter clock. Left side for Stevens. He pumps a three. Pulls it back out to the Overton to set up the offense near midcourt. Goes left around the screen. Hands off in a drive. Back it back out. Allen's got it. Now looking to... Oh, excuse me. That was Padgett to Allen. Shot goes up. Rattles out. Rebounded Blackledge. 150, 17-6, Hanover Horton. Right side, Lindenberry pulls a quick triple. That goes off the heel. And that's rebounded by Dominic Lynch for East Jackson. He gets it to Overton and runs it up the floor. Quickly, Stevens alone in the corner. He pulls for three and hits. Big shot if the Trojans want to stay around in this one. 91 seconds to play in the first quarter, 17-9. The Comets are in front.
If Stevens' finger's sore, that always makes it feel a little better to watch that ball go through.
He had nice space for that, good open look, and good rhythm, knocked it down. Blackledge looking to get his Comets back on the board. He drives, gets in the air, challenged by Overton. Foul called, and the bucket's good. Blackledge has a chance at the old-timey three-point play. Your favorite, your favorite phrase.
You can say it.
19-9 with the bucket counting, and 1:13 to play in the first quarter. Logan Blackledge goes to the line. We'll get a couple of substitutions in now for Hanover Horton. Into the game are Brady Tamlin and Jeremy Russ, freshman Russ out there.
Yeah, Steve, also that last foul by Overton is his second, so he's going to take a seat.
As Blackledge hits the free throw, and it's 20-9. Hanover Horton, minute 13 to play for the Trojans. Weaver back onto the floor for East Jackson. He brings it up over the timeline. Check there by Blackledge, who's pressuring him out on the floor. And now we'll get a hand check call against Logan Blackledge. It's third for the Comets. So no free throws pending. 61 seconds left in the first quarter. 20-9, Hanover Horton. East Jackson ball sideline inbound for Amari Padgett. Gets into the backcourt for Weaver. You get a screen there by Allen. Goes around to the baseline, tries to skip it across to Stevens. It's deflected. Stevens does get the ball. They swing it around. Now a drive and floater. Good. Dominic Lynch with the drive and bucket. Cuts the lead back to 9, 20-11. 40 seconds left for the Comets here. Just the opening quarter, just underway. Stick with us after this game. We'll take you to Detroit Red Wings coverage. Conclusion of their game. Getting started here about 7:30. There's a drive to the bucket off a bump and falling to the floor, but a bucket is good for Blackledge, and it's 22-11. Comets have them doubled up. Spin move by Weaver on the steal attempt by Blackledge. Gets an open three for Padgett. Missed. Long rebound. Blackledge chases it down, running the floor with him. And on the layup, too strong, but drawing the foul is Brady Tamlin. Got up in the air and had some momentum and couldn't get the touch soft enough to score it, but had two Trojans flying through to hit him. And he goes down hard, but he'll get back up and shoot free throws.
And I'm just guessing that Amari Padgett, before the game today, at some point was watching just old Bad Boys videos where Mahorn and Lambeer said no free layups. Because that looked like he just didn't want...
some of those Jordan-era fouls. Yeah, if you were going to get in there, you might score. You're going to go to the free throw line, but it won't be easy, and you'll think twice maybe next time. 23-11 after he makes the first free throw and gets the second as well. 10.3 seconds, 24-11. Weaver takes the inbound 9 seconds. At midcourt, 7 seconds, 5 seconds. Now he goes off the dribble into the lane, all the way to the bucket. Finger roll is off, though, just too strong. Great move by Weaver to get in there, though. And that should have been a bucket. He's going to want that one back. 24-11 after one 60-second commercial break. Here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
This holiday season, unwrap the gift of financial growth with a share certificate. Whether you're planning a winter escape, home improvements, or saving for the future, you can earn up to 5.00% APY with a 6 or 12-month share certificate from True Community Credit Union. And for those looking to spread extra holiday joy, a share certificate is a gift that will keep on giving. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Eight more minutes till the halftime here. 24-11 Comets after one. Hot shooting out of the gate for Hanover Horton. The three ball was dropping. Now they're on the defense here trying to keep the Trojans down. Stevens on the wing. Picked up by Lineberry. Hands off to Allen. Excuse me, Lynch. Lynch looking to pass away to Allen. Stolen by Blackledge. He's running the break and has it knocked away from behind by Padgett. And that goes out of bounds off of East Jackson.
Yeah, Blackledge has been really active on the defensive end right now, getting his hands in the passing lane and also D'ing up on ball, too. Grandson of legendary Hanover figure Dean Blackledge, who's up here on the perch watching, too.
Soper takes the inbound pass from behind the arc and pulls the triple. Contested there and still the same result. Nothing but the bottom. 27-11. Comets. I wonder what the single game three-point record is for the Comets. It's got to be a good number, but he's going to give a shot at it today. How many has he got so far? Five?
He's at four.
Four, all right.
And four for five, too.
Yeah.
Like, in fact, he's taken six shots. He's made five of them right now.
7:22 to go first half. Comets get the ball back off a Aaron East Jackson pass. Blackledge bringing it up the floor right wing for Wallbaum. Close to the middle of the floor. Backs it back looking for a back cut for Soper. It's not there. Lineberry at the top left wing. Play there. Now Soper makes a cut, gets the basketball, and jump hook over the outstretched hands of the Trojans defense off the window and good. And the assist on that play from Landon Jordan. Trojans get into the high post for Allen and a traveling call. Drug that pivot foot just enough. Senior Michael Allen gives it up. He got into that high post area and was double teamed and uncertain where to go with it.
Steve, we talked pregame about Soper's game being both inside out, and he has looked really good both ways because he's got inside, made a couple nice tough runners or layups too to go with that silky smooth three-point stroke.
Wallbaum on the wing now for the Comets, trying to get the high post for Soper. He's working to get that spot. Now Wallbaum on the right wing into the corner for Lineberry. Now they get a Soper high post. Back cut for, oh man, that was a nice back cut to Landon Jordan. He missed the reverse layup though, rebounded by the East Jackson Trojans. And Lynch takes a pass, looking to take off on the drive in the lane. They said he took an extra step on the takeoff. Right after that little pump, the takeoff, we see that travel called a couple times every game. 29-11 though, Comets well out in front, 6:12 to play in the first half. Wallbaum on the right wing. Still got Sober trying to work that high post for the Comets. Now down to the baseline for Lineberry. Back out to Wallbaum, and he drives, floats one, missed. Rebound Stevens. And we get a timeout from the East Jackson bench. Coach Poole wants to talk it over. Full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. 5:55 to play first half when we come back. 29-11. Trojans trail here on WKHM.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge, EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136. Apply for open positions online at lomar.com.
This holiday season, unwrap the gift of financial growth with a share certificate. Whether you're planning a winter escape, home improvements, or saving for the future, you can earn up to 5.00% APY with a 6 or 12-month share certificate from True Community Credit Union. And for those looking to spread extra holiday joy, a share certificate is a gift that will keep on giving. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, get the sense that Coach Poole wanted to draw something up in that timeout so they can come down here and not have an empty possession. You feel the game slipping away from you. You want to come down here and make something happen. High post handoff and back in the game is Overton. He drives past the defense all the way to the bucket. Got a good look at the rim. Just missed that layup. And rebound by the Comets. So they got a good shot, just couldn't get the finish. Comets go right on the attack, down into the post, and a little jump hook. Missed the shot, and on the rebound save, threw it away. That was a move by Cameron Sherwood. Coming in just a sophomore for the Comets.
Looked like a pretty good move, but I don't know if it just slipped off his hand. The shot was a little... awry.
Yeah, fresh into the game, calling your own number like that. He's got some aggressive tendencies. He's on the defense now as Overton drives and pass up to Stevens. He hit his first three, missed that one on the save attempt. Looks like William Kennedy stepped out of bounds, and so it'll be Comets ball again. Still leading 29-11. We have 5:12 to play till halftime.
We talked about East Jackson's shooting woes from beyond the arc. Connor Stevens did hit his first one. Maybe that was like his version of heat check to see, but that one missing badly.
And again, you get that feeling of buckets have been hard to come by for the Trojans, and turn it over a few times and start going, man, it might be better just to fling up a shot. At least we'll get a shot. Working around the perimeter here. Soper's got it at the top for the Comets. Now to the right corner, and there's Sherwood again. Dribbles out of there. Works all the way around to the top of the key. Hands off there. Right wing, Blackledge will drive. Pull up off the dribble. And rattles in. Well, 12-footer for Logan Blackledge and 31-11 Comets.
It's a good way to get dear to Steve Boyle's heart. Hit that mid-range jumper.
Just said, wisdom to stop and pull up is a better shot than driving all the way into the heart of the defense there and having a shot block. Partial block on the three-point attempt here but for East Jackson. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Comets ball, last touch Trojans. Soper inbounds to Blackledge. Also on the floor, Sherwood, Linneberry, and seeing some minutes now, Channing Hall, another sophomore on the floor for Hannah Horton. Sherwood out of the wing, skips it across the hall. Looked at the rim, doesn't shoot it. High post Soper. He goes off the dribble, tries to feed Linneberry down low. Good defense, East Jackson, steal and run out. Weaver gets out to Stevens. He goes to the top. Weaver all alone for that triple. And that goes offside rim. Rebounded Hanover Horton. Blackledge running the break. Stops at the top. Left side Soper wanted for three. Instead, Blackledge ended up being alone for a triple try. Left it short off front rim. Rebounded Weaver. East Jackson on the right wing. Now drives against Soper. Backs it back out. Top of the key for Stevens. Pumps at the three. Now looking to the post. We'll move to the basket. Under duress. Gets the shot up. Draws the foul. And it's William Kennedy. Senior forward here for East Jackson at the free throw line for a pair. 31-11. They trail by 20 with 3:35 to go. East Jackson coming out struggling shooting, and contrary, Hanover Horton has been hot shooting here in the first half.
I think we'd be missing this opportunity if I said, Steve, could you tell me who the Hanover player that drew that foul, that fouled? And you could say, sure would.
And we would all be better off if you had let that moment pass.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's 31-11. That's usually about the point, 20-point games when we start pulling stuff like that out.
Kennedy misses the free throws. Rebounded Soper. Left side for Blackledge. Goes in the lane. Spins. Pull up. Blocked from behind. Overton got it. Out of bounds, though, and it'll stay Hanover Horton ball. 3:29 to play. 31-11. Caden Henry is going to come back in, give Linneberry a break for the Comets.
Well, I tell you, if I see Soper out there anywhere and he's asking for the ball at all, you got to get him the ball right now.
Yeah, the only thing that might keep him from putting up a high number tonight is if this deficit keeps growing. He might be getting an early rest. Top of the key for Sherwood. He pumps now, pulls the triple, front rim, missed, rebounded Overton. Looking up the floor, he's got a run out and just threw it beyond his reach. D'Angelo Alexander, the intended receiver on the play. Incomplete pass, possession to Hanover Horton, 31-11. They still up, still lead it by 20 with 3:09 to play.
That would have been a great pass if Alexander was 9'3". He might have, but he wasn't, so just a turnover.
Right side for the Comets, and a cut into the paint for Sherwood. Loses the basketball, dives on it. Try to keep possession, we'll get a jump ball call. And a possession arrow will stay with the Comets. Channing Hall trying to feed it into Sherwood. Now Blackledge on the right sideline. Out to the top for Henry, left wing for Hall. At the top, Soper coming off a screen, and it looks like they're going to call Henry for a moving screen. 31-11 still our scores. We've got a scoring drive spell for both teams right now with 2:48 to go till halftime. Weaver accepts the inbounds pass for East Jackson. Dangerous to coast a little over and back there going to Overton. He drives and gets all the way in, finishes with the left hand, and we've seen him penetrate a little bit, but he hasn't been able to get the shot to go. That time finishes. And it looks good, 31-13.
Yeah, Overton, little bowling ball kind of body, and he gets into the lane pretty well.
Yeah, pretty good first step. Left side, Caden Henry. He's going to go on the attack. Takes it all the way down to the block. Missed the jump hook, rebounds, and reverse layup. Henry making it happen, 33-13. Henry's got, he keeps getting the ball out on the wing, and they're just sagging off of him. He does want to shoot that. So that time he just said, you know what? I'm just going in as deep as I can get. As Overton goes off the dribble again and scores. That left side of the basket in danger when he's out there, 33-15. Under 2 minutes to play in the half, and now Overton out challenging Blackledge near midcourt. Steal attempt, and he's going to get called for the reach-in. Coach Poole's going to go plead his case on that one.
The unfortunate thing is you can plead all you want, and they very seldom say, you're right, coach, I'm taking that one away.
Matter of fact, I've never seen that happen.
Yep, and that's Overton's third. Just as he's kind of given a little offensive spark to this Trojan team, actually 4 points in the second quarter all from him.
Yeah, it makes it feel like he was kind of the guy who was ready to step into that go-to player role and can't stay on the floor with three fouls. Under 2 minutes to play here. Comets lead it by 18, Soper's got the ball in his hand. Weaver challenging him and just kind of face guarding him, doing whatever they can do to keep it from Soper. Left side, and there's Sherwood with the ball on the left wing. Soper working really hard to try to get open. Hall finds an open player on the wing for three, and it's knocked down. What else would we expect? Jeremy Russ, the freshman, making that one.
Only thing Hanover's missing is the student section to yell, he's our freshman.
Minute 19, trying to feed the low block there. It was Michael Allen getting position, and the Comets player reaches across his body, commits the foul. But just the third team foul for Hanover Horton here in the second quarter, 36-15. They lead East Jackson ball. Baseline inbound from Dustin Poole. Goes to the wing for Stevens, makes a move to the basket, and scoops. Couldn't get it to go, but does draw a foul on the freshman, and that'll get Stevens to the free throw line here. Minute 11 to play, or 71 seconds, if you will, 36-15. East Jackson trails with Connor Stevens at the line.
Need to not come up empty on any free throws if you have any dreams of coming back.
East Jackson substitution, seeing his first minute. Jake Saunders onto the floor. Get some support from the student section.
Stevens coming up empty on that first one.
Missed them both. Offensive rebound and had a shot blocked away. Now the loose ball saved and the Trojans get it again, trying to skip across to Weaver. He has to chase it down, knocked away. Soper, heads up play. Run of the break with Blackledge, who works it into the paint. Has it knocked away by Poole. But it'll be a foul call on the layup attempt. Logan Blackledge. Soper gave it up to Blackledge, and I think he was expecting to get it back, and it just didn't come. It didn't make its way over there.
I was just going to say that would have been a good one for Blackledge to give back to Soper for an easy bucket.
And Blackledge missed the free throw. A good job on the other end for East Jackson. It was D'Angelo Alexander to come up with that loose ball, but Hannibal Horton, very active in these passing lanes, has been able to create quite a bit of turnovers and pressuring the ball handlers, Blackledge in particular. He's at the free throw line now for the second attempt. He does get that one. And a substitution for Blackledge into the game for Hannibal Horton is John Walbaum back on the floor. 60 seconds to play, 37-15, halftime coming up. And it's Weaver bringing it up for the Trojans. Stevens right wing. Takes a jab step, now dribbles out to the top. Gives it up there for Padgett. Padgett off the dribble into the corner. Saunders gets it up to Weaver. Screens, Weaver on the wing into the corner. Padgett drives from there to the elbow. Passes back out for Saunders. 33 seconds to go. Weaver, check there by Soper. Move to the basket. Clears a little space there with that off arm very casually. And gets the shot to go. Weaver with the bucket, 37-17. The lead is again at 20 here for Hannibal Horton. 19 seconds to go till halftime. Hall working from the top. Screen and roll. Now moves into the paint. A spinning jump hook. Pretty shot, but didn't get it to fall. Rebounded by East Jackson. 3 seconds. Padgett to Stevens. 1 second. Fires deep from the wing. Almost got it to go off the backboard. But it doesn't. 37-17. East Jackson trailing big at halftime. And, yeah, some of the things that you picked up in your pregame conversations with the coaches, Brian, really illustrated on the court, and that was a tough shooting night so far for East Jackson. And Hannibal Horton, kind of a hot shooting night, and Soper and Blackledge leading the way.
Yeah, Soper, I don't know that he's barely touched anything but net on almost every shot that he's taken.
Unless he wants to use the backboard, which he's done very well as well. And like I said, the only thing that's going to stand between him and putting up a really big number is that's 20-point deficit where he might come and see a few minutes in the third quarter, and they've shown they don't have a problem with going to the bench early and often here for the Comets. Well, let's take a three-minute break here at the half. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers and set things up for the second half. Again, Hannibal Horton leading this one 37-17 on Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Do you need metal? Alro Metals Outlet has you covered for all of your projects, making buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Alro Metals Outlet retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop their wide selection. Alro Metals Outlet doesn't just serve machine shops, job shops, contractors, and welders. They also serve artists and DIYers. Alro will even saw, cut, and shear your metal while you wait. For all your metal needs, visit one of Alro's 20-plus locations, including many Michigan locations in Jackson, Ann Arbor, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Livonia, Kalamazoo, Troy, and Warren. Learn more online at alrometalsoutlet.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather. With a Briggs & Stratton standby generator permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts
it's a membership of where they belong.
Hi, I'm Lisa Huddinga, the branch manager at the Jackson Blue Ox Credit Union branch. Blue Ox Credit Union has been serving the Jackson community since 2018. We are honored to continue offering innovative products and services that benefit our membership and help move them towards financial success. Experience the credit union difference today and become a member of the Blue Ox Credit Union. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. You can become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop in at any of our branch locations to get started. We would love to have you.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road,
County Farm Road,
and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
For the month of December, enjoy pizza slices for just $1.99 each.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes at the half here, and the Comets lead at 37-17. Able to push it out to that big lead, really almost exclusively a shooting percentage kind of thing. Hanover Horton made a lot of their shots, and East Jackson didn't. Of course, the Trojans did turn it over a few more times, but the big disparity that I see is shots and makes. Yeah. And Hanover Horton made a lot more than East Jackson did.
Yeah, and we talked about Luke Soper's hot start, but it wasn't just him. Three other guys hit threes, and then you had Blackledge putting in 8 points as well. So it was hot all over the place.
So let's get the unofficial numbers.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead while we're talking about Hanover, let you know about them. It was Jeremiah Linneberry with three, Brady Tamlin with two, Caden Henry with two, Jeremy Russ with three, Walbaum John with three, Logan Blackledge had eight, and Luke Soper with 16, and a super efficient 16 it was as well.
Yeah, really shot a high percentage and started to maybe call for the ball a little bit, kind of feeling a little hot hand. And to East Jackson's credit, they tried to take him away. If nothing else, they tried to take him away, and they had Weaver even face guarding him a little bit at times just so that they could keep the ball out of his hands. What did East Jackson get done?
Well, East Jackson had four from Michael Allen, two from Caleb Weaver, three for Connor Stevens, two for Dominic Lynch, and leading the way was Jeremiah Overton with six. But again, not near as efficient. A lot of missed shots, and that continued at halftime with the kids that got to pay their dollar to go try to shoot the half court. I mean, that girl in the green was just terrible shot out there. So tough night for all the East Jackson's fans and players alike.
Shooting just wasn't working. Hasn't been working. But we know that rim on the other end of the court where East Jackson will be shooting this time, we know that one works better. It did for Hanover Horton.
And I don't know if the rim works or not, because most of those Hanover shots weren't touching the rim.
The net works.
Yeah, net definitely works.
Well, let's take another 3 minutes here at the half. When we come back, second half will begin. 20-point lead to start it out with for Hanover Horton here on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Bailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather with a Briggs & Stratton standby generator. Permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
I got my wisdom teeth done at the Dental Experience. Dr. Anish Gupta, the service at the Dental Experience was great. Staff was top-notch, facility was top-notch, as well as the equipment. They made sure I was comfortable, made sure I was okay before I got the procedure done. Not only did the procedure impress me, it was the fact that they gave me a checkup call to make sure everything was okay and if I needed any further assistance. Most offices haven't gave me a call after I've got procedures done or appointments for that matter. So the fact that they gave me a call and made sure I was okay was the cherry on top.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as we're underway here in the second half. East Jackson with the basketball. Overton picking up where he left off, getting into the paint. Passing out this time. Weaver missed the floater. Rebounded by Soper. 37-17 Comets. Blackledge passing to a cutting Caden Henry down low. Has his shot blocked. The defense down there by D'Angelo Alexander. Trojans come away with it. The telegraphed pass stolen by Linneberry. Now on the run out though, Overton able to pull it loose and it's on the floor and we get a jump ball call. Overton down there making some plays. Can he stay on the floor with three fouls, though? 7:27 to go in the third, and it'll be Hanover-Horton ball with the possession arrow from the jump ball.
Looks like East Jackson's going to put some pressure. A little full court action.
Nobody covering Wallbaum, though, and he walks it over the timeline. Stevens there to pick him up. Working to the right side. Henry on the wing. Giving him a lot of space to shoot it out there if he wants to. He doesn't. Wallbaum gets it. Now back to Blackledge on the right wing. Soper trying to come off a screen. And Weaver continues to chase him wherever he goes.
Steve, when that happened, Weaver did do a good job.
Yeah.
Guarding Soper.
And he continues to. And now we'll get a whistle away from the ball. And that seemed like a good-natured back and forth going on, but they'll give the basketball to the Trojans.
Yeah, they got Soper with kind of just a little frustration maybe with Weaver guarding him so tight.
Overton on the dribble drive, gets up into the air. Good elevation by Overton. Henry came in there to try to block that, and he managed to get the shot up. Didn't make it, but does draw the foul, so free throws coming for Overton with 6:44 to play in the third. His team trails 37-17. It'll be the first points of the half if he's able to knock something down. Jermaine Overton, senior, here for Trojans. Lefty free throw goes.
And Overton sure seems like he wants to get to that left side. I think if you're Hanover, you got to see if he can go right.
Sell out on that left hand. Makes a pair of free throws, leads the Trojans in scoring, and now he's on the defense, like you said, full court. Although he's going to give Blackledge some space here, back right up into the Hanover Horton end of the floor. 6:36 to play in a 37-19 deficit here for East Jackson on the defense. Blackledge right side for Lenneberry as Weaver continues to chase Soper everywhere. Soper gets a screen, and kind of they were double-teaming him for a moment without the basketball. Blackledge calling out a play. Gets a screen from Soper and rolls around. Pull up from the elbow. Blackledge hits. Good open look from the elbow. High percentage jump shot. Goes and it's 39-19. The lead stays at 20.
The way Weaver's playing Soper, that might have to be a lot of the Hanover offense this half.
Overton going off the dribble to the left side. Gets it to Stevens. Thought about a three out in the corner. Goes now back to the top for Weaver. He takes a jab move. Goes to the left side. He tries to pull up from the elbow. Wanted a foul. No call. And Hanover Horton clears the basketball. Soper bring it up the floor. That'll get him a touch. Just have him dribble it up. But Weaver challenges that. He passes away to Henry on the right wing. Henry off the dribble into the corner for Wallbaum as the Comet offense has struggled here in the second half. Just 2 points so far. Soper at the top working against Weaver. Spins into the lane. Floats left hand. No good. Gets his own rebound. Weaver coming through. Trying to knock away. Gets called for a foul. Across the forearm of Soper.
Steve, we don't have heights on the program, but Weaver definitely giving up a good 4 or 5 inches on Soper, you think?
Oh, yeah. Soper knocks down that free throw. 5:25 left here in the third, and it's 40-19 Comets. And he gets them both. 41-19. Weaver accepts the inbounds pass for the Trojans, going up just right of the center of the floor. Setting up there against Hanover Horton, man-to-man defense. Switching, though, as Weaver goes around the screen, and it's Lenneberry going to go for the reach-in.
It's going to be two on Lenneberry for Hanover.
Three team fouls here in the third. Sideline inbounds for the East Jackson Trojans right in front of Coach Poole. Floats it in. Allen accepts. Gets it back to Overton, who moves to the middle of the floor near the Trojans' script lettering at center court. Right side for Stevens. Gets a screen from Allen, who rolls. Can't get it to him. Overton at the top instead. He drives, kind of bowls his way into the lane. They pass back out to Weaver from the wing. Trojans reset some space and 4:50 to play here in the third. 41-19, Trojans trail with the ball. Weaver screen from Allen, stops at the three-point line as Allen rolls to the basket. Nice feed, and Allen, nice catch and finish. 41-21.
A little pick and roll there by EJ.
Michael Allen did a good job on the catch and not bringing it down, just kept it up above his head. Quick finish, and Trojans showing a little offensive intelligence there. Now on the defensive end, they continue to make it tough on Soper. Knock away from him. It'll stay Hanover Horton ball pass in from the baseline.
I think Soper's going to see a lot of gimmicky defenses against him in the Cascades. People are going to really want to shut him down.
Inbound goes to Caden Henry, and he tries to make something happen. Soper on the rebound has to fade. He missed. Now another offensive rebound missed by Henry and rebounded by East Jackson. And we're going to travel against the Trojans. About three different Trojans and a Comet there. And maybe just a little contact caused him to lose his footing and takes a step.
That sure didn't look good, but I do think Allen might have kept his pivot foot there. But referee's doing a good job so far tonight.
Oh, yeah. Inbound goes deep to Soper. Gives it up to Blackledge. Now a little screen and roll for the Comets, maybe. Pull up Blackledge, short front rim, rebound goes long, rebounded by Stevens, and the Trojans have it back. Overton on the move, drives past the defense, and draws a foul. Might go against Blackledge. That was just a nice change of pace dribble there by Overton, turned on the burners and caught the defense on their back feet.
once again, though, Hanover kind of giving him that left. And he's shown that that's the way he wants to go. You got to make him uncomfortable.
3:57 to play in the third, and Overton at the free throw line and hits.
Steve, that's also, once again, Overton really hitting a mat that's protecting the wall of the gym. Bounces right back up, though.
A couple subs here for Hanover Horton. Back into the game is Alex Weir along with Brady Tamlin. Missed free throw there for Overton, rebounded by the Comets. It's Weir into the front court, dribbling across the top, left side for Lineberry. And he's guarded there closely by Alexander and knocks it away. It'll stay Comet ball.
You think if your name is Alex Weir, do you think your nickname can be anything other than Weirzy?
Maybe not. We'll try it out for a little while. Alex Weir has it now into the corner. Weirzy goes to Soper. Soper working in the back to the basket. Weaver continues to just make everything tough for him. But a great feed by Soper. Behind the back cutting wall bomb. Just got to that open spot on the floor. Got himself a layup. 43-22 Comets.
Good vision there by Soper.
3:22 to go. Overton makes a move to the basket. An offensive foul called as he makes a spin move. Honestly, that was really good timing by Tamlin to go to the floor. Because I think Overton was kind of leading with that arm, but not necessarily clearing anything out. But it does get him his fourth foul. And he's been the lone scoring punch at all here in the second half for East Jackson.
But good for Tamlin. It's like he was watching from the bench and saw that Overton wants to get to that left hand. And he kind of cut that off. And
yep.
I'm going to say he learned that by watching.
Maybe he had a little... had some earbuds in or something on the bench. I don't know if that's allowed, but he maybe is catching the stream on WKH. Haven't heard your recommendation.
He's got his pods in. Man, Lineberry right there stepped on somebody's foot and got the travel called because of it.
Trojans get it. Weaver from the wing into the paint. Skips it across to an open Amari Padgett, and the pass came a little too hot. Goes out of bounds. Another Trojan turnover.
So, Steve, here at the three-minute mark of the third quarter at 43-22, this gym isn't just has kind of a feeling of a game that's just been a 20-point game, which it has. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of energy on either side.
Nope. Weirzy on the wing coming around, and a pass too hot to handle. Run out for the Trojans, and poor balance there for Alexander. He just tosses it up. East Jackson does get the basketball back, and a feed out to Weaver. We're going to get a couple players tied up and a foul committed by the Comets. Turnover on the other end was a pass off the hands of Jeremy Russ.
And I talk about the lack of energy just in the gym and the stands. I feel like the players are even just, like there's nothing real intense going on. It's right. Just kind of like almost a pickup game feel right now.
Free throw line here for Caleb Weaver. For the Trojans. Eben free throw up and off the rim. 43-22 Trojans trailing here with 2:42 to play. Still just in the third quarter. Deficit's been staying, right around where it was at the half. Weaver, second free throw. And it is where it was at the half. 20 points, 43-23. Soper takes the inbound pass. Dribble up against Weaver. 2:38. Taken down in the third. Left side. Russ. So Weir's coming around the screen, and he tries to float one. Lost his footing. Missed the shot. Tough shot in the trees there for Weir. Rebounded East Jackson. Drive from Padgett out to Weaver. He pumps. Now into the paint. Floats right-handed off the heel. Rebounded Soper. He'll look to dribble up the floor with 2:15 still to go in the third. Right side wall bomb. Surveying to the top, open briefly is Tamlin, and open long enough to fire, missed it, long rebound, and Weaver chases it down, and they'll encourage Soper to come in with a reach-in foul. And I think, interestingly, Weaver's been guarding Soper, and you mentioned he's given up, almost half a foot there, but he's been boxing out really well, and Soper's been able to catch some of those rebounds still over his head just with that length. And that was another one that Weaver had ended up chasing down to the sideline when he clearly had the position to start with. Soper's just very good at having his body in the right spot and using that length.
Yeah, he is, although he did just pick up number three.
So Weaver missed the free throw. Still 43-23. We have 2:04 to play.
Coach Birch going to elect to leave him in there with the score and the situation.
Weaver missed that second free throw. Left him in. He gets another board. That's Soper looking up the floor. There's Wallbaum running out ahead of everyone. Makes a move to the basket. Kind of forced that one up. Gets his own rebound, though, in traffic. And now it's loose and taken away by Padgett. Going the length of the floor, lays it up, and scores it. Amari Padgett with the bucket, and it's 43-25. It's a little energy in the gym on the breakaway.
Yeah, I heard a few people clap. Soper kind of had to let him go. Didn't want to contest that, pick up number four.
Soper now working off a screen on the right wing. Goes out to Weir out deep on the floor. Left side, Russ. Looking for somebody off a screen. Nobody there. Puts it on the deck. Around to the top of the key. Crossover. Backs it back out. Now on the wing for Tamlin. Now to the top, and Russ is open for that triple off front rim. Soper in there to grab the rebound again, and he's going to get knocked to the floor. We'll see who that foul gets charged to. Had a lot of contact, and it looks like they're going to get Dominic Lynch for that one. Was that the call?
Yeah, I think they did get Lynch with that.
He was pointing at him. 25-43. Trojans trail on the defense here. Baseline inbound into traffic. Tamlin has it knocked away, and Poole recovers it. Now right side for Weaver. Works out to the top of the key. Poole in the corner. Jab step. Replacement. And three-point shot in the corner for Poole is a hit. A little two-man game there from with Dominic Lynch. Gets an open look for Poole. And it's 43-28.
Looked like his cousin and coach, Daniel Poole. Which they are cousins.
Okay. Right wing for Tamlin. Makes a dribble move to his right now. Hands off there to Weir. Coming around the top. Russ at the top of the key. Screen from Soper. Goes away from it to the high post. Now backs it back out from the elbow. Lost the dribble briefly. Recovers. Now hands it off to Wallbaum. 17 seconds. Kem's trying to run down this clock for one shot to end the third quarter. Wallbaum comes back out to get it. 9 seconds. 43-28. Comets lead. Wallbaum makes a move to the basket. Double team comes. Ripped away by Padgett. Fires from half court with plenty of time left. He didn't look up and see how. Then he had about 3 seconds. He could have taken that down for a layup. Instead, he fires from half court, and it was no closer than the girls out here trying to win a soda earlier.
He thought if he made that, he got a free 2-liter of Faygo.
60-second commercial break at the end of the third. Hanover Horton leads at 43-28 on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 more minutes in this one, 43-28. Just 6 points in the third quarter for the Comets. See their lead cut there with a couple buckets at the end of the quarter. East Jackson with the ball, and they can cut into it a little further. Poole with the basketball into the corner. And there's an open look for three off the dribble. I didn't know if he had that shot in him, but Dominic Lynch knocks it down. It's 43-31. Don't look now, but it's 12 points. turnover and a bucket for the Trojans. No, missed. Weaver, T-Rex armed it. Left it short. 43-31 still the score. This time Blackledge dribbles up. Now he stops and pulls from the top of the key. His is long. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it'll be Trojan basketball.
And when you're EJ and you're at a little roll, you don't mind Hanover taking that quick three unless it's somebody other, you know, that not named Soper. You like it.
Weaver brings it up slowly. 7:13 to go. 43-31. The lead cut to 12. Weaver off the dribble. Pulls up on the baseline. Missed that little fader. Rebounded by who else? Soper. He gets it up to Wallbaum for the Comets. Left wing. Right side for Lineberry. And now at the top for Henry. He's going to go on off the dribble into the paint. Force one up. Missed it. Got his own rebound. A putback. No good. And they'll knock it out of bounds. They'll say last touch Trojans. Jake Saunders back in the game for East Jackson. He's checking Henry, and he's the one who failed to grab that board. Blackledge into Henry. Out to the top. Soper had a momentary look at a three. They come flying out at him. Blackledge gets in the corner instead. Gets down onto the block, and we get a travel call. It's a little hot there for Blackledge. 6:39 to play. This one's still 43-31. Trojans can cut it down to 10 or closer here. And who would have guessed at any point in the second half they'd be able to get this close?
Yeah, not me. Not at all.
There's a three-point look for Saunders at the top. Goes off the side rim. Rebounded by Soper. And has to try to walk the tightrope on the end line and doesn't succeed. Steps out of bounds, and it'll be East Jackson basketball again.
You know, I mentioned a couple minutes ago about the intensity. East Jackson might have heard me there, too, because they've definitely picked it up on the defensive end, playing with a little more energy.
And so talking to Coach Poole, he thought the defense actually has been playing pretty well this year. Well, they've struggled to score. They've held opponents pretty low and on track to do that again tonight with 6:18 to play. There's Lynch off the dribble pull-up. Saw him hit one earlier. That one's a miss. Rebounded by Wallbaum, and now the Comets look to run. Blackledge with numbers. Pulls it down on the wing. Wallbaum trailing the play comes in. Off the glass, no good. Rebound bounces around a couple times. Saunders gets it. And he gives it up to Padgett, who brings it up slowly for the Trojans. Skip pass over to Lynch. Down to the corner for Weaver. Trying to feed the block. Now gets a screen. Goes baseline. Has to skip it out to Padgett. Oh, dangerous pass. Almost a turnover. Padgett recovers it to the top. Back cut for Weaver. Threading the needle is Padgett. It's knocked away, and they say last touch Blackledge, and it'll stay East Jackson basketball. 5:42 to go, still 43-31. We get a substitution. Saunders will go to the bench, and that's going to get Michael Allen back into the game. Keep in mind, you've got Overton still on the bench over there with four fouls for East Jackson. Coach Poole waiting on the right time to bring him back in. Weaver takes the inbound. There's a cut for Poole in the lane, blocked by Soper. Loose ball picked up by Blackledge. 5:35 on the clock. 43-31 Comets. Calling for a screen from Soper. Soper rolls. Blackledge picks up the dribble. Swings it over to Lineberry for a three-point try. Rebound attempt there for Allen. And it's Soper coming through trying to steal away the rebound and commits the foul. Is that four?
Yeah, I have them with four.
They're not.
But, man, I mean, that's hard to believe that's four if he's going to be staying in there right now. But, again, another quick Hanover shot, just another quick three that's you're up by 12. You don't need to do that.
Lynch to Poole, high post for Allen. He turns and looks, has to pass it away. Padgett makes a move to the basket, has it blocked again. Soper kind of knew he was going to get it, comes up with a loose ball. Now he goes off the dribble, stops at the wing, looking to pass it up into the corner for Henry. Henry out to the top for Lineberry. He makes a move to the high post. Picks up the dribble, has it knocked away. And now we get a timeout from the Hanover Horton bench. Kind of feel like they needed it.
It's a good timeout by Coach Birch.
4:54 to play, 43-31. Trojans trying to make this a close one. Full timeout. We'll take a 60-second commercial break on the broadcast. 43-31 Comets lead when we come back on WKHM.
Are you in need of plastics? Elro Plastics has you covered. Elro has been your one-stop source for cut-to-size performance plastics since 1987. Inventory from sheet, rods, tubes, to film, grading, and machined parts. The best part? Elro Plastics can cut and ship many orders same day, providing added value processing to meet even the most demanding fabrication requirements. For competitive prices for everything plastic, tech support, and superior service over the competition, visit them online at elro.com/plastics.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
See what Coach Burks drew up in the timeout. Basketball ends up at the top of the key with Soper. Now left side for Blackledge. Padgett coming way out to pressure. 4:40 to play. 43-31 Comets lead now. Whatever they drew up, they're out of that now. High post for Soper. Little pull up fader from the free throw line. He hasn't shot it in a while, but the shot still looks the same. Results the same. Knockdown jumper, and it's 45-31 Comets.
Soper can make you look smart coming out of a timeout.
Weaver at the top screen to roll with Allen. That's picked up and knocked away by Henry. He runs the break. Has it knocked away by Weaver. Saved Soper, who gets a shot to go on, and a foul, too, but no call as he gets it off the floorboard, and 47-31. Quick little run here by the Comets. Trojans running that screen and roll with Weaver and Allen. Goes in the corner for Stevens, who dribbles around to the top of the key. Now gives it up to Padgett, right side for Lynch. Baseline drive, gets under the basket, passes across Padgett, wide open. He was surprised he was that open. Missed the jumper, though, rebounded by the Comets. Defense got triple team on Lindeberry. Loses the basketball, and it's off his hands, they say. Turnover, and it's East Jackson ball.
Yeah, East Jackson's doing what they kind of need to do on the defensive end, and Hanover kind of helping them with some quick shots, but, man, East Jackson just can't get those buckets or doesn't have somebody they can go to when they need a bucket.
And at some point, you got to get Overton back in there, I think. And probably should have had him in there while you were with it, where you were there within about 12 to maybe go down and get you a bucket when you needed it, as I see he gets up off the bench now. Four fouls, 47-31, his team trails. If you got a last gasp, it's got to come soon. And this may be it. So that'll get Padgett a breather. Good minutes he gave Coach Poole.
My unofficial book must really be unofficial because I have that five on Soper, and he's still in the game.
They did call that on him.
Mm-hmm.
So he must have missed one. Crossover Lynch into the corner. And that's a three-pointer for Stevens. Missed. Rebounded Wallbaum. Coming up the floor with 3:23, and the clock's not running. And now we get a whistle. And that's going to go against Allen, and we'll see if they start up the clock this time. Trying to think of how long it's run since that, or how long it's been since they started it.
I didn't notice that that possession go with the clock stopped.
There it goes. 47-31. There's a drive. Henry! Down the lane. Two-hand jam. That'll energize these Hanover fans, at least. And now on a back cut, looking for Allen on the feed, and we'll get a foul call against Wallbaum. 49-31 with the two-hand stuff.
Henry taking that right from the top of the key, just down the lane, and he knew what he was doing. He was going quick after the rim.
Never a doubt in his mind. Overton passes into Allen on the block, gets into the air, elevates. Good defense by Wallbaum. Straight up. Made it a tough shot, missed, and out of bounds. It'll be Hanover Horton ball again. 49-31, they lead. We have 3:04 to play. Trying to push that lead back out to 20. Overton with a knockaway in the inbound pass. It's the Trojans' urgency level steps up, and they're pressuring everything. Steal attempts on the inbound passes. Overton kind of playing off the basketball, looking to double a little bit.
We'll see if Overton can stay in there with four fouls.
Inbound goes to midcourt for Henry. Hands off to Russ. Comets break the pressure. Well, Lindaberry on the wing. Jab step crosses over into a double team, spins away from it. Lindaberry with a shot up. Missed. Henry rebounds. Shot blocked, but got a little bit of arm there for you, too. William Kennedy commits the foul, and free throws coming for Caden Henry.
Yeah, that dunk energized the crowd, but it also kind of looks like it energized Henry himself, kind of being a little more active right there.
Free throw's good for Caden Henry. With 2:46 to play, it makes it 50-31.
Henry, another little lefty. Well, his left stroke didn't look quite like Soper's.
That one doesn't go. Rebounded Weaver. In traffic. Right side. Lynch crosses over. He gets down into double team, and he'll get a bump against Wahlbaum, I think, again. And that is the call. That'll be a fourth team foul against the Comets. 2:37 to go. 50-31. Again, stay with us after the broadcast. Take you to the conclusion of the Red Wings hockey tilt tonight here at WKHM. Overton working off the dribble, spins away, drops it down for his teammate, and now that sets a screen for Lynch. Pull up from the baseline, Lynch knocks it down. Kennedy with the screen, freeing him up. Lynch with the two-point gun, and 50-33, they cut it back to 17. Knock away by Overton on Blackledge. He's in the on the run. Passes out. Stevens open for three. Fires. Hit it. Cuts the lead back to 14. 50-36. Why couldn't the Trojans get that little offensive outburst a little while ago? 2 minutes to play, and they're sticking around. Steele again. Overton. He takes it into the lane. Tries to reverse. Couldn't get it back up, but we will get a whistle. And that might go against Henry on the rebound attempt. That is the call. So 50-36, Trojans with an extra possession here. Minute 53 remains.
And I think that's going to send, is it Overton that's going to go to the line? I think that's their fifth.
It is five team fouls. And Comets don't think it's the right shooter. And Overton misses it. Soper back on the floor to give Henry a break. Legs are tired from two-hand jams. Overton with another free throw. Again, 50-36. And Overton gets the second one. Minute 53, cuts it to 13. They've been as close as 12. Lindaberry down against the pressure. Steal by Lynch. He's going to go right into the lane. Double clutch, missed. Rebounded, Soper gets it. He gets double teamed, gets it passed away to Blackledge. Down the lane, he passes across to Lindaberry. Lays it up and scores it with the foul. Blackledge with the feed, Lindaberry with the finish, and a free throw coming. 50-37.
Yeah, just when the Trojans kind of get that 11-12, something happens. Where Hanover pushes it back up to where it kind of still feels comfortable for the Comets.
Missed free throw. Good box out and rebound there for East Jackson. It was William Kennedy, and now that's got to be five against Soper. He doesn't love it, but the officials didn't. I want to say they've been calling that, but we haven't had a lot of instances of it. But
yeah, but that's a case where if you're Soper, you know you got to just let that rebound go. You can't give them a reason to be able to call that over your back. You know, when you're playing with four, now there's only a minute 36 left. Your team's up by 15, so I'm sure you're going to get out of here fine, but that's just a learning one for later.
Yeah.
In case you do that in a three-point game.
96 seconds left. Second free throw is a miss. A couple grenades up there. But a rebound saved to Lynch, and he misses the three. Nice rebound attempt there. William Kennedy, but he can't save it, and it'll be Comet ball again. So the Trojans set up that full court pressure. Minute and a half to play, 52-37. Get it into Russ in the backcourt. He dribbles away from Padgett. And Padgett continues to pressure in the backcourt. Now we'll get him for a hand check. Not surprising. 82 seconds.
And here's always the interesting thing. You know, minute 22, you're down 15. Do you still foul or just let it go?
Next foul would be free throws, and there was a chance for Poole to foul on Weir. Doesn't do it, so they are just kind of trying to knock something away. If you were going to use that kind of foul game plan, you would have implemented that a while ago, I think. Lindenberry still pressured out there by Stevens. Out of the floor for Blackledge. 1 minute to go. Wall bomb. Out to Blackledge near the Trojans logo. Screen from Ross. They switch. A couple steals from Overton on Blackledge here in the fourth quarter. Pressuring him. And a reach for the knockaway, and that'll foul Overton out of the game. Get Weaver back in. Overton had some good moments, just couldn't stay on the court long enough to put together a complete game, but nice player for the Trojans. He's going to be one of those guys that they hope to feed into one of those leadership roles.
Yeah, quick hands. Moves his feet. Just get caught reaching into the cookie jar too many times.
Blackledge at the free throw line with 45.2 to play, 52-37. Free throw hits the front rim and goes in after bouncing around a couple of times. Goes down. And that one good as well. 54-37, Trojans on the run out. Padgett. Clock still didn't start.
Not sure what the officials called on that.
I think they saw that the clock wasn't going.
Okay.
I can see a little red-faced on the scoreboard operator right now.
Steve Mitchell Connell in for East Jackson. I think his first moments of the game.
Nice. He gets it right away. Connell hands off to Padgett in the corner. Went down to the block where he might be more comfortable. Padgett with a pull-up three. Missed. Tapped and grabbed by Blackledge. 28 seconds. Up the floor quickly to Weirzy. Chest pass. Like literally hit him in the chest and went over to another player. Maybe in the...
I think it got him right in the face.
Grill, yeah.
Right off Weir's nose. Weir found out if we're going to give you a nickname like Weirzy, you got to make some free throws or do something to earn it.
Taking one off the face, yeah. That'll
does that
do it.
Okay. He's Weirzy again.
Weirzy as the Comets dribble out the clock and... We've reached the completion, 54-37, and that was that number that Coach Poole mentioned in the pregame. They have not given up more than 54 points in the game this year. It holds true as they lose this one, 54-37. Let's take 2 minutes on the postgame. We'll get the scorers for you, and then we'll send it over to Red Wings Hockey. Again, the final here at East Jackson, Hanover Horton 54, East Jackson 37 on WKHM.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get select Kubota compact tractors for $0 down, 0% APR for 84 months. Plus, save up to $800. Now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson on Lansing Avenue. Find them online at KubotaKings.com.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. Let's get right to business. I'm not going to promise you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your trade-in, but what I will promise you is that you will get a fair amount for your trade-in, and the vehicle that you purchase will be a very good, reliable form of transportation at a fair price. We have over 30 vehicles priced $5,000 and under. Check us out at Avenue Auto. Over 25 years in business means we're here to stay. Financing for everyone. Your job is your credit. Come see our professional sales team, Justin Sadak, Jamie Holdling, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan at Avenue Auto, or call us at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Post game here, Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 54-37, the final. And we had a couple moments where it looked like East Jackson might pull it to single digits and maybe give us a little bit of drama, but Hanover Horton managed to keep it out to a double-digit lead virtually the entire game, and certainly all of the second half. With a 20-point lead at halftime, though, it ended up closer than I think we thought it might. Could have got out of hand pretty quickly there, but tough defense by the Trojans helped to make up a little bit for their scoring deficiency, which I think they'll find a solution for eventually. It's just not there right now.
Yeah, Caleb Weaver did a nice job, you know, making Luke Soper's life a little more difficult for the most of the second half. So, you know, there were some positives for East Jackson. As you said, they came back some. It's just really when you get down by 22, any kind of comeback effort, there's just no margin for error. You know,
yeah.
And you got to make some more buckets and make a couple threes, and just something East Jackson couldn't do tonight.
And I don't want to discount the effort for East Jackson, but I think Coach Birch was kind of substituting a little more liberally than he might in a closer game. And I think also, as you kind of mentioned, for a little bit of time in that second half with that big lead, the Comets were a little bit going through the motion. So they had to get – it took them a little while to wake up, but when they did, they were able to push it back out to a bigger lead. And, again, they did it with the help of Soper, who had just a tremendous game tonight. And without that great effort by particularly Caleb Weaver – it might have been even bigger, but he still is going to lead everybody in scoring, no doubt, and probably was the leading rebounder tonight as well. So our player of the game is going to be Luke Soper from Hanover Horton. And let's get the numbers.
Okay, well, let's start with East Jackson. They had Dustin Poole with three. Amari Padgett had two. Michael Allen with six. Caleb Weaver with three. Connor Stevens made a couple of threes, finished with six. Dominic Lynch had seven. And Jermaine Overton, although in foul trouble most of the game, still led the Trojans in scoring tonight with 10 points.
And for the Comets.
For the Comets, we had Jeremiah Linneberry with 5, Brady Tamblyn with 2, Caden Henry with 5, including a thunderous dunk. We got to mention that.
Rim rocker.
Yeah, Jeremy Ross, the freshman, had 3. John Walbaum had 5. Pitched in with a lot of boards, too. John played a good game today. Logan Blackledge, who did most of the ball handling, also had 12 points. And Luke Soper, as we mentioned, leading the way for both teams with 22.
22 and efficient 22. Shot a really high percentage. Did a lot of good-looking things. He's going to be, as you mentioned, top of the scouting report for every opponent this season. And then you got to hope Blackledge doesn't go off. And I think both of them are capable of bigger games. And, again, out to an early lead, and I think they just kind of went with the substitution route. They got quality minutes from a lot of guys on the roster. Matter of fact, I think everybody played for Hanover Horton and saw the court, and we had quite a few guys get into the scorebook too. So in the end, I think this was a good game for Coach Birch to get to use some of his bodies and kind of see what his team is made of, and again, get some minutes on the court, real game minutes for some of those players, so they feel a little more experienced later in the year.
Yeah, when the clock sounded, you know, Coach Birch and Hanover Horton will be walking out of an opposing team's gym with a win, and that's what was on their mind for tonight.
Yeah, and as predicted, the Trojans made it a little bit tougher than it seemed like it was going to be, and they have that attitude. And I think Coach Poole at least seems to have the right attitude to kind of recognize that he needs to round these guys into shape somewhere mid-season to hope they're playing their best basketball by tournament time. And just figuring out everybody's role and, you know, playing the underdog role and maybe the upset role at some time, at some point this season, too. East Jackson next in action. They'll be here versus Leslie coming up on Friday. And then Hanover Horton's in action at Vandercook Lake is their next one. And then they're playing on Saturday. They have, I can't remember the opponent, but it's at the same place where we're going to be. So we'll get to catch the end of that game, at least us in the gym. Saturday we're at Albion College for they got an invitational tournament there, and it'll be Jackson High taking on Northwest. So we'll get that one about 7:30 for the tip-off, scheduled tip-off on Saturday night from Albion College, and that'll be our next broadcast of high school basketball coming up on Saturday. Our next basketball broadcast will be on Fox Sports 101.9 FM tomorrow night as Jackson College hosts KVCC. Pregame coverage about 5:15 on Fox Sports 101.9 FM for the men, starting with the women, and second game of the doubleheader will be the men. So we'll look forward to hearing from you then. Any final thoughts, Professor?
Well, this game really played out how we kind of previewed it. East Jackson kind of struggled putting the ball in the hoop. Hanover really leaned on Soper and Blackledge, so I guess sometimes things that we think are going to happen actually happen, and this is one.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm actually really looking forward to getting to see Hanover Horton against another opponent so we can get a better idea of who they are as a team. I know for scheduling our broadcast, we try to get to see everybody in the area or as many teams as we can. I'd like to see Hanover Horton at least one more time. I think we have them on the schedule, taking on Michigan Center maybe out at their gym. So we'll get a chance to go out to Hanover Horton High School and try to get a better image of who Hanover Horton is before that tournament rolls around. And, gosh, here we are not even to the Christmas break yet, and I'm already thinking March Madness and looking forward to some of those district tournaments because that's really some of the most fun we have doing high school basketball. So that's not too far off. Although it is months and months, yeah.
I mean, it's not Christmas yet, but, yeah, that's not too far off.
Not too far, but it'll be a while. Anyway, we'll wrap it up and get you the remainder of the Detroit Red Wings hockey tilt. So thank you to Ike Watts, the Ike Icon. I was trying to think of a new nickname for Ike.
I like that one.
I like that. Icon back in the studio. And for the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next time.